Hour 5 with us this morning from the South Florida Tuskegee University Alumni Association. We have Patricia Brandon. Welcome back to Hot 105. How are you doing today?
It's great to see you again, Rodney.
How are you enjoying retirement?
Loving it.
And also with us this morning, we have Noonie Robinson. Noonie, good to see you. How are you today?
I'm just fine, Rodney. Thank you.
Tell us about your fine institution, Tuskegee Institute. I know they undergone a name change as well.
It's amazing that you said Institute because when I graduated, that's what it was called. Now it's Tuskegee University. It's a great university founded by Booker T. Washington in 1881. And we have been trying to reorganize our club. We've combined the three counties, Broward, Dade, and Palm Beach, into one organization, one club. It's called the Tuskegee University South Florida Alumni Club. And we are just trying to get as many members to become active and a part of our group. We have between 500 and 600 graduates in the Tri-County area. So we are pleading with those who have graduated from our school to join us.
You have an event happening on Tuesday evening. It is the Golden Voices of Tuskegee University. And where will this take place?
Well, this will take place at the Historic Lyric Theater and Cultural Arts Center in Overtown in Miami. The actual address is 819 Northwest 2nd Avenue, and the event starts at 6:30 on Tuesday, March 8th.
The Golden Voices, a choir ensemble from Tuskegee. And what's going to be the repertoire?
Golden Voices, the choir, and these are current students at Tuskegee, and they are doing a tour during their spring break where they go to various cities and they sing a combination of musical things such as gospel, etc.
And what's the cost to see the Golden Voices?
There's a nominal cost. The general admission is $5. However, students get in free. And we also have group discounts, and they can get that discount by calling us at 786-708-4610. 786-708-4610.
And I see that you have a director's reception.
The director's reception is where anyone who is interested, and particularly we're looking at band directors, church musical directors, and would like to get their young people involved in choir to come and meet the choir director and also meet our president, Noonie Robinson.
And more detailed information is on your website. Now, what's that website?
You can go to the Tuskegee website for the South Florida Tuskegee Alumni. Also, the Black Archives website. Both have information about the Golden Voices concert.
And this is also available on the goldenvoicesconcert.eventbrite.com as well.
Yes, you can purchase tickets through Eventbrite. And that's Golden Voices Concert, eventbrite.com.
$5 general admission and free for students with ID.
Yes, we're encouraging students to come and hear other young people that have golden voices.
And President Noonie Robinson, you'd like to add?
We have been working very hard to build our club. We know that there's some stark apathy among HBCUs in general. You know, when presidents seek donations from corporations, the first thing they ask is, what is the percentage of alumni donations or gifts? And so we've got to step up and do a lot better as HBCU graduates.
I hope that you get alumni support, not just from HBCUs, but the Tuskegee alumni as well as the general public. It's the Golden Voices, the choir from Tuskegee University in concert at the Lyric Theater this Tuesday night. We're speaking to the South Florida Tuskegee University Alumni Association, the president, Noonie Robinson, and also Patricia Brandon. Thank you both. Much success Tuesday.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Rodney.